Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm John Kamensky, and this morning's conversation is with Vance Hitch, Chief Information Officer of the U.S. Department of Justice. Joining us in our conversation is Richard Scott. Mr. Hitch, how do you envision what the Justice Department and the Office of the Chief Information Officer will look like in, say, 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think 5 to 10 years is a long way off. But what I think I'm trying to do is establish the policy base, the skill base, and the direction that will put us in good stead in 5 to 10 years. And we will be a mature IT organization. We will have very strong plans. We will have strong architectures, which will drive our business decisions, which will drive our budget decisions and our portfolio. We will very much be a mission-driven organization. We are not backroom. We are front and center in the Department of Justice, driving the mission of the Department of Justice. And that's one of the things that I think that is so challenging and what makes my job so interesting is that I believe that IT can significantly improve the way the Department of Justice accomplishes counterterrorism, drug enforcement, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms in their law enforcement activities, Bureau of Prisons. It's just almost unlimited the improvements that can be made in the accomplishment of our key missions, and counterterrorism is first and foremost, with IT. So I view myself as partner to partner, working with the mission executives of the Department of Justice and the operational executives to carry out the things that they want to do better through IT. And it's my job to help make sure that they understand the power of IT so that they can, that we can make that happen and then to deliver it for them. So I think 5 to 10 years from now, I think that's already happening, but I think it will be well established in the culture of the Department of Justice, whereas now it's more based on who you talk to and it's based on, you know, what the specific relationships are and so forth. I think in 5 to 10 years it'll be well ingrained. We will have a culture change that will have already taken place in which we will be a strongly centrally coordinated IT organization being very efficient. And I think, 5 to 10 years from now, the technologies that will be available will be very different than the ones today. But because of the maturity and because of the strong base that I will have established, the organization will embrace that.
That's terrific. Well, what kind of advice would you give to government executives on how they would go about collaborating within their own agencies?
Well, as with any job, but it's much more difficult in a complex organization like the Department of Justice and like many government departments that have components, what we call components, which are sub-agencies. First and foremost, you need to establish your own credibility. You need to show that you are there to help, that you want to understand. I may be an IT professional, but we're here to do a job, and the job is not just for IT. The job is to accomplish the mission of the department. So first and foremost, I think it's important to understand what we're trying to accomplish from a mission standpoint and what the job of the department is. And then IT fits in around that and helps accomplish that. So the advice I would give is, first and foremost, understand the business, understand the mission, show you were there to help, demonstrate that, go more than 50%, bend over backwards to help accomplish what is important to the operational people. Work in partnerships. We all have decentralized organizations. We have decentralized IT. We're spending too much money, and information sharing is too important to let our own little fiefdoms carry the sway in getting us to do things that as we've always done them, which is frankly not a good use of the taxpayers' money. We need to work together. So I think you do that by building coalitions, by convincing people of how IT can be benefit to accomplishing the mission.
Well, that's great. And our final question for this morning, what advice would you give to a person who's interested in or is just starting out in a career in the public service?
Well, I've only been in the federal government for, 3+ years now. But one thing that I have done is I have a tremendous respect for people who are career public servants. It's not easy. It's a tough environment, but it absolutely is a worthy cause and demands our best. So for people who want to get into the public service and who are first starting off, I say first and foremost, get your hands dirty. that's true of almost any job. You've got to really dig in. You've got to try to and I would say the same thing to them as the previous question. You need to understand the business. You may be an IT person, but unless you understand the business, you're not going to be as effective as you should be. So getting your hands dirty, understanding the business. As I said about my own experience early on, when you come in, there's only so many things you can do. And you have to take some things for granted. And whether I like the personnel system or not, it's there. I have to use it. I have to try to make it as effective as I can make it. I have to try to be successful using the existing processes that are there. And I do that by trying to get to understand them, to try to understand the people who are working in that, and to build relationships around those processes. If I think something is just absolutely wrong and creating the possibility of failure, I'll try to change it. I would recommend that anybody do that, regardless of the level, is to speak up. But you don't do that, come in like a bull in the china shop and try to change everything. You can't do that. I think the processes have been there, and you have to try to be successful within those primarily. So I think that would be my advice. And then I think get behind the mission of your department and just show people you're really trying to help them accomplish that. And I think things will go from there.
Well, that's a terrific set of insights. Richard and I want to thank you for fitting us in your busy schedule and joining us this morning. Do you have a website that you would like to be able to share or some information if people wanted to follow up on learning more about the Department of Justice?
Well, we have a lot of information that is available. Just check the Department of Justice website, and there's a lot of information about what we do. There's a lot of information about my office, the Chief Information Officer. It's of interest to the general public. It's very much of interest to contractors. They can understand how my organization is structured, who the key people are in it, what our major projects are, and so forth. So there's a ton of information out there, and it's strictly for this purpose. So I would encourage everybody to take advantage of that and look at our website.
That's great. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Vance Hitch, Chief Information Officer for the U.S. Department of Justice. Be sure to visit us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. There, you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's www.businessofgovernment.org. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm John Kamensky. Thank you for listening.